I jump right into the word, sisters and brothers, as we continue right around the world to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Yes. And as I think about the resurrection, just last night or yesterday, some friends, in fact, relatives of mine were sharing. And so Shabaranks came up in the conversation. You know Shabaranks. He's the first dancehall artist to have been awarded a Grammy Award. Yes. I bumped into Shabaranks just a few years ago when we were mixing down the church's festival song that got the most award in festival for that year. And that was by far the most popular by the votes of the people around the world, the most popular festival song for that year. In the final stages of mixing, Shabaranks entered the studio and immediately took on the beat that he was hearing being mixed in the studio. He started to move to the rhythm, exclaiming that this was definitely the winning tune for that year. Shabaranks put on a piece of dance in the room in celebration of a song that was dedicated to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I watched him as he moved his body, his shoulders, his hip, his head to the beat. I was curious and wondered to myself how he connected so mystically with the big church vibe in rhythm. Well, I found out yesterday when two of my sisters and brothers shared independently a tribute carried in the media by Shabaranks. He was celebrating the death and life of his mother. Shabaranks was has a strong Christian background. So listen to what he said over his mother's casket. The greatest weapon, the greatest machinery to live life, to face life, and to defeat the struggle of life, my mother gave me the blood of Jesus. Yes, he continued, you can't survive. You cannot live without Jesus in your life. Shabaranks, at the burial site, confessed that the greatest thing that his mother passed on to him, Jesus Christ. Yes, my friends, Shabaranks, in his tribute, was indirectly affirming that Jesus was alive and that Jesus lived out his life in the life of his mother. This living Christ, this Christ that lives forevermore, this Christ was living out his life in the life of his mother. He went further to say that you, yes, you, every one of you, including me, the preacher, participating in this virtual worship service, cannot survive. Yes, that's what he said. Cannot live without Jesus in your life. You know, 2,000 years ago, the apostles, along with over 500 persons who saw the resurrected Christ with them own a two eye. Yes, they saw Jesus over a number of days with their eyes and nobody else's eye. They looked upon him and saw him. They saw the risen Christ. And that experience radically revolutionized their entire lives. And they were saying the same thing. The passage we read in Acts chapter 4, from verse 32 to verse 35, gives us a part of that resurrection transformation. It is simply astounding how some simple citizens going about their business were totally converted by this one experience. It happened 2,000 years ago. And with this simple band of believers, along with Shaba's mother, and I must admit, me too, they declared that Jesus is indeed alive. Come with me then, and let me share with you the features of this resurrection phenomenon. Maybe I would call this sermon Resurrection Realities. The first feature that struck me in Acts chapter 4, verse 32 to verse 35, is resurrection power. Simple. Resurrection power. That's the first thing that hit me when I looked at this text. Resurrection power. Yes, indeed. That critical word, power, is mentioned twice within the focal verse. That's verse 33. That verse says, with great power, the apostles continued to testify of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And God's grace was so powerfully at work in them all. The feature of power, sisters and brothers, from the resurrection was so great that the historian, Dr. Luke, brought it up regularly in the book of Acts as the writer. Yes, indeed, his account of the post-resurrection description of the apostles' ministry was filled with talk about power. Right throughout the pages of the book of Acts, you read the word power. And if you do not see that word, you see the manifestation of power coming up over and over and over again. Yes, yes, yes. The account of the post-resurrection description of the apostles' ministry was filled with this power. Actually, from the outset of the book of Acts, Dr. Luke records Jesus as saying that power would be in the signature feature of their ministry. So in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, Jesus says, but you shall receive, come on, say it with me, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Yes. In fact, one commentator on the book of Acts in this passage says, the repetition of power in Acts chapter 4 and in all of the book by that, in fact, signals their competency to become like Jesus. Their power is not derived from their education or their social status. It is mediated only in the resurrected name of Jesus. I want to say to you, sisters and brothers around the world, I want to say to my brothers and sisters of this very congregation, if we're looking for the dynamic power of Jesus Christ to be manifested in the Church of Jesus, it will not be by education or social status. It will not be by the amount of money you have in the bank. It will not be if you're a Browning or a black thing. It doesn't matter the friends you have, the community you live in. At the end of the day, you need to know that the energy and the power that is in God's church is through the mighty blood of Jesus Christ. The resurrected power of our Lord. Yes, my friends, if Jesus was not risen, then no matter what we do in church, it would come to nothing. It takes the resurrected power of God to power up the church, power up the saints, power up the mission. Let's get back to the resurrected power of Jesus Christ. In fact, my friends, when you come in contact with the resurrection of Jesus, you inevitably will be powered up to do exploits. to be amazing, like Shabba's Mama Christie. In verse 33, the scripture says that God's grace was powerfully at work in somebody like Mama Christie to prevent her son, bent on becoming a murderer in the inner city, to walk away from that. The power of the resurrected Christ. When the boy come tell her, say, Mama, me go start kill people now because me can't see life. Mama Christie put on a piece of Holy Ghost resurrection balling over the boy and say, you're not on no murderer in here. My God, I wish some mothers of Zion will ball out over their sons, ball out over their teenagers, ball out over their grandchildren and say, not in here, not in this generation, not in this house, not in this lineage. In the name of Jesus, I speak life into you. I wonder which child you want to speak life into now. I wonder which child you have, whether it is a son or a daughter, that you want to speak a sense, and you want to speak morality, and you want to speak decency into their lives. If you know a child that is associated with you that needs the power of God to cleanse them, go into the chat right now. Put on their name in the chat. Come on, intercessors. Get ready to call some Pickney name. Get ready to call some nephew's name, some cousin's name. Put on your name. Put on a name in the chat right now that you want the resurrected power of God to reach. And I charge every single intercessor that is in the chat, just begin to call that name to Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak life over every child, every boy child, every girl child that is being put into the chat right now. And I declare salvation. I declare resurrection. I declare redemption over every child right now that is being lifted up in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And somebody into the house of God, just shout a hallelujah. And I feel that that hallelujah is going to bring a deliverance. I feel that that hallelujah is going to break a chain in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. The second feature I wish to extract from the text. Somebody, please, just go right now and travail. The Bible says when Zion travail, bring forth children. The second feature, therefore, while you are travailing, I wish to extract from the text is resurrection perseverance. Yes, the text tells us in the same verse 33, with great power, the apostles continued. I love that word continued. With great power. And that's a powerful, an effective word with great power. But I love the other term that seems to be so simple, like a word that you pass over. The apostles continued. Continued. That's right. That's what the resurrection power causes you to do. It makes you continue. It makes you persevere. Woo! It places the quality of sustainability inside of you. Sustainability is a word where people just use what they. We just start to use it when we become eco-sensitive. But church people know about sustainability from long time. When we are passing through the waters, oh God, the Bible says that we shall not be overflowed. Mighty God, when we pass through the fire, we shall, let me come off script a little. When we pass through the fire, we shall not be burned, because there is a sustaining grace. There is a redemption that upholds the believer. No Red Sea, no Jordan River can keep us down. No walls can keep us out of our Jericho. We're going to keep walking. Somebody just tell the person beside you, keep walking, continuing. Oh, some of us, our marriages would have been mashed up long time, but we are continuing in the grace of Almighty God. Some of us, we would have given up on our children a long time ago, but we are holding on. We are continuing. Some of us, we would have given up on our jobs a long time when the boss are fisted with we. But in the name of Jesus, we say we nah left you. Somebody just put nah left you right now. Put it in your heart. Put it in your mind. Me nah left you. Oh God, me come ya. I me nah left you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are continuing to hold on. Yes, my friends, don't let go. There was a perseverance that persecutions could not stop. Prison could not stop. No, death could not stop. There was a continuing, a perseverance that nothing could stop. Resurrection perseverance is what caused Paul to testify, therefore, in Romans chapter 8, from verse 35 to verse 39. He said, who, Lord God, who, mighty God, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? He goes on to describe some things. He said, shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? Oh Lord. But listen to what the man said. Listen to what the writer of scripture said. He said, no. That's an exclamation behind it. No. Yes, my friends. He continues, in all these things. I love this. This is a continuing power of the Holy Spirit. In all these things, Pastor, we are more than conquerors. Those who are listening from St. Vincent, in all these things, in the midst of your volcano, we are more than conquerors. We will not be defeated. We will not go under. We will not be the tail, but we will be the head. In the name of Jesus, this too shall pass. We are holding on to the powerful hand of Jesus Christ. Yes, my sisters and brothers, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Verse 38 goes on to say, for I am convinced. Yes, in other words, I am persuaded. In other words, I am sure. Oh God, you can't find some other word for convince. I am positive. Me don't know. Come on, somebody. If you know some other words about convince. Yes, my friends, we are talking about resurrection perseverance. I said, I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither things present, nor the future, nor powers, neither height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation. Nothing that is created can separate me. No, my friends, nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Resurrection power. Resurrection perseverance. These are all great features. But what about resurrection proclamation? Yes, resurrection proclamation. Dr. Luke says it was with great power the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection. The only reason the gospel message is still having a global impact in 2021 is because the apostles witnessed the resurrection and spoke about it. They became testifiers in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and the utmost part of the earth. My friends, the reason why we are here today as born again believers is because somebody carried the message. Somebody shared the message. Somebody spoke about Jesus. The resurrection proclamation has been demonstrated on the Waltham Park District of Churches in a very succinct manner. A small band of believers who were worshiping at Jordan Road, a very little congregation at the time, they got a call to come to Waltham Park Road to start a congregation. And look at what the Lord has made out of that little band of believers with their decision to testify about the goodness of God, leaving the comfort of Jordan Road to join forces at Waltham Park. And now God has made a mega congregation at Waltham Park out of the little band of believers. And then it didn't stop there. Another band of believers, this time a little bigger than the one from Jordan Road, went around to 6 Roden Crescent, and we proclaimed the gospel of Jesus under a big gospel tent. Many persons came to know the Lord. Over 100 persons were baptized. Mighty God, and a congregation started there. Through thick and thin, through rough waters, through high mountains, the church came through. And now a well-established congregation is at the Roden Crescent Church. What a God. What a God. And it didn't stop there. We also went to Kintyre and started a church right there. And then it was a band of brethren that helped to start the work right there in Bayside, Portmore. And then another band of brethren went to Seaview, and another congregation was started. And then another band of believers went over to Harborview, and another congregation was started. The list goes on and on. I could go on and on. The fool has never been told. 45 ministers out of this one congregation, all over the world, in the United Kingdom, in the Caribbean, in Canada, in the United States of America, all over the globe, declaring the goodness of God. I could go on and on. Full has never been told. I challenge everyone under the sound of my voice to take the name of Jesus with you. Take this name wherever you go. Take the resurrected Jesus in your homes. Take him to your children. Take him to your family. Take the name of Jesus to your school, your workplace, your community. Just take the name of Jesus with you. Resurrection power. Resurrection perseverance. Resurrection proclamation. Yes. And we can add to that list resurrection prosperity. Oh, yes, we can. Yes, we will. Right in the text, Dr. Luke says in verse 33b to 34a that God's grace was so powerful at work in them all. God's work or God's grace was so powerfully at work in them all that there were no needy persons among them. For sure, the grace or favor of God was so strong that no one was in need. That's the kind of prosperity that is possible in the face of the resurrection message of Jesus Christ. No wonder Paul declares in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. In it he says, but my God, come on, put that verse in the text. But my God shall supply how much of your needs? Is it a quarter of your need? No. Is it 75% of your needs? No. The scripture says that my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Yes, my friends, thank God that the resurrected Lord is still supplying needs in 2021. If God has supplied your need lately, If God has met your need lately and you want to testify briefly about it, just go right in the chat. Just go right. Look here. If God is good to you, if God is good to you, say how good he is to you. Just go into the chat right now and declare the goodness of God. If he has done something to you, for you specifically or generally, just go into the chat right now and declare how good God has been. Mighty God. Thank God that the resurrected Lord is still supplying needs in 2021. Yes, my friends. Resurrection presence is the fifth feature identified in the text. Dr. Luke exclaims, therefore, that God's grace was in them all in verse 33. Yes, my friends, Jesus was always with all his people. Jesus actually promised his disciples in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20. That I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. No wonder the songwriter says, no, never alone. No, never alone. It says, he promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. So the songwriter repeats, no, never alone, alone, no, never alone. Hallelujah. Woo! He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. Woo! I feel like I could have seen it again. Never alone. Oh Jesus, thank you. No, never alone. Sing it with me, no man. He promised never to leave me. Come church, never to leave me alone. Everybody sing now. No, 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 never alone. My Jesus, he promised never to leave me. Oh God, never leave me alone. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me get to the sixth feature. It is resurrection purse. What does verse 34 and 35 say? The text says, from time to time, those who owned land or houses, you know what they did with them? Those who owned land and houses. You have you ever read it? They sold them. And the scripture says that they brought the prices of the things that were sold. And they laid it at the apostles' feet. Yes, my friends. And the scripture goes on. And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. Mighty God, what a passage. Yes, they brought all of the returns into God's house, into the storehouse. The culture began way back in the Old Testament. It didn't start there. It started in the Old Testament in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10. Bring the whole tithe. The scripture says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the windows or the floodgates rather, not the windows, the floodgates of heaven, and pour out so much blessing that there will be not enough room to store it. Yes, sisters and brothers, the house of the Lord moved from purse to storehouse. That takes me to the seventh and final feature in the text, resurrection provision. So when they brought the finances and placed it at the apostles' feet, the resources were redistributed back into the lives of people. Can I encourage you to do the same in 2021? Just last night, we did a round robin in our leadership team at this church. Yes, we made contact with all the senior leaders of this church. And we started to talk about St. Vincent and the big disaster, the massive volcano that is now creating mayhem in that country. One reliable report I got begged for prayers by someone who was there. They said, they are in the safe zone right now. But so much ash has fallen in the safe zone with a strong smell of sulfur. They say, we had to come inside and lock up the doors. They went on to say, there are still persons trapped in the red zones with no one there to help because there is no visibility because of the ash fall. There are also shootings and killings, they report. And then they also said, a third eruption is here, and there were lava, lightning, and rumblings were there that came along with that third eruption that we heard all the way from the volcano, which is in the north, and we are in the south. I've seen photos of buildings that were caving, totally destroyed. Thousands have been evacuated. Livestock have been destroyed. Farms have been burnt out. They need help. They need support. Though as a church, we are in need of increased finances to meet our needs in this very difficult time of pandemic in Jamaica. But we are saying, we're going to help St. Vincent. And today, we are launching a disaster fund right there on our website, walthamparkntcog.org. If you go to that website right now, just click on giving. It will carry you right into the facility that you can make a great offering. You've given your offering, you've given your tithe already. But in that lineup, along with tithe and offering, along with benevolence, you will see the St. Vincent Disaster Fund. I want you to click on that fund right now. I want you to take out your card and I want you to give a good offering. Help someone in St. Vincent that has been totally disrupted, displaced, disfigured. Help someone in St. Vincent to bring back their lives together. The writer says, if I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living will not be in vain. Reverend Craig, a citizen of St. Vincent, assistant pastor of this congregation, he's going to come to make the appeal. Remember, as he comes, we're celebrating resurrection. And in celebrating resurrection realities, we're celebrating resurrection power, resurrection preservation, resurrection proclamation, resurrection prosperity. We're celebrating resurrection presence, resurrection purse, and resurrection provision. I pray that as we celebrate, someone will say yes to Jesus. Yes to the resurrected Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.